Welcome to D&B College. Today we're taking a classic Jungle Amen and a short, hard 808 tale, and turning them into a playable D&B phrase inside Ableton Live 12. The goal is not just to make it sound gritty on its own. The goal is to make it arrangeable, DJ-friendly, and safe in the mix, so it can sit inside a real jungle or dark roller track without falling apart. Think of this as a conversation between two sounds. The Amen gives you movement, history, and ghost rhythm. The 808 tail gives you weight, menace, and a sharp low-end punctuation mark. When you shape them properly, you get that urgent old-school energy, but with enough control to survive a modern arrangement. Start by loading a strong Amen break onto an audio track. Pick one with a clear snare, solid transient detail, and enough top-end texture to still feel alive at around 170 to 174 BPM. If it already sits near tempo, even better. If you need to warp it, keep it simple. Don't overstretch it until the transients go papery. You want the snare to crack, the hats to flicker, and the kick hits inside the break to still feel punchy. What to listen for here is very simple. Can you still hear the snare with authority? Do the hats stay crunchy instead of turning into fizz? Does the loop still feel like a real break, not a stretched sample? If yes, you've got a good foundation. Now slice that Amen into useful fragments. Don't destroy it, just rephrase it. Find the strong parts, the main snare, a kick hit, a couple of ghost notes or hats, maybe a little fill or tail fragment. Split the clip and rearrange it so you've got a phrase, not just a loop. In jungle, recognizable is good. Random is not the goal. You want the listener to hear the break and instantly feel the style, but also hear that you've edited it with intention. A good beginner move is to make the first bar feel like a statement, then use the next bars to add variation. That hierarchy matters. If everything is busy all the time, the groove loses shape. Keep one anchor point in the bar, usually the snare, and let the smaller fragments orbit around it. Now bring in the 808 tail on a second track. Use a short sample with a solid attack and a decay you can control. For this lesson, think of it as bass punctuation first, not a giant bass note. A shorter, tighter 808 is usually the better starting point, because it keeps the break readable and avoids low-end overlap. You can always make it darker later. If the tail rings too long, it starts smearing the bar line and fighting the drum groove. Why this works in D&B is because the break already carries a lot of rhythmic information in the mids and highs. The 808 doesn't need to be huge to be effective. It just needs to land with attitude and get out of the way. In D&B, low-end duration matters almost as much as low-end level. Shape the 808 with EQ8 first. If it's too muddy, trim some low mids around 200 to 400 Hz. If there's an annoying click or upper bite, tame a little in the 2 to 5 kHz area. Don't kill the Reval low end if it's doing good work. Then add a touch of saturator if it feels too polite. You don't need much. A little drive can help the tail translate on smaller speakers and make it feel more dangerous. Keep the output under control so you're not fooled by loudness. Now place the 808 rhythmically against the break. A really good starting point is just after the snare, on the offbeat, or as a pickup into the next bar. That push-pull relationship is a big part of old-school jungle tension. If you place it directly on top of kick-heavy moments, the low end will blur. If you place it too far away, the groove can lose connection. You want that sweet spot where the 808 answers the break, rather than covering it. What to listen for now is the relationship between the kick fragments in the Amen and the 808 tail. If the low end feels thick, but undefined, the 808 is probably too long or too loud. If the groove feels detached, the placement is probably late. If it feels like the break and the tail are locking together, you're in the right zone. On the Amen track, keep your processing light and focused. A simple chain like EQ8, drum bus, and maybe compressor is enough to get started. Use EQ gently if you need to clean up a bit of sub-rumble. Use drum bus for grit and density, but don't overdo it. Use compressor only to steady the peaks, not flatten the life out of the break. Too much compression is one of the fastest ways to kill jungle energy. You want movement, not a brick wall. If the break feels too soft, don't automatically reach for more compression. Sometimes the answer is a better slice point, a slightly different loop, or a touch more transient bite. The best jungle edits usually feel alive, because the transients are still doing their job. At this point, test the loop in context. Put a simple kick on the downbeats and a clean sub note underneath. Even a basic test pattern is enough. Now ask the important questions. Does the Amen leave space for the kick? Does the 808 reinforce the root or fight it? Does the groove feel like it wants to become a full section of a track? This is the moment where a nice sample loop becomes an actual production idea. If the kick and 808 are clashing, shorten the 808 or trim some low mids. If the break disappears, back the 808 down a couple dB and let the snare lead. The snare usually needs to stay dominant in the midrange, especially in old school jungle and dark DNB. That snare is your anchor. A subtle filter move can add a lot without sounding flashy. Try automating a low pass filter on the 808 tail or on the break bus so the section opens over a bar or two. Keep it restrained. This is not an EDM riser moment. It's more about tension and release. You can also automate the break's high end very slightly into the last beat before a drop. That tiny lift can make the groove snap when it lands. Now arrange it into a real phrase. Don't leave it as a single bar loop. Build a 4-bar or 8-bar section. Let the first bars establish the core edit, then make a small change in the second half. Maybe add one extra ghost note. Maybe shift the 808 a little. Maybe mute one hit. Maybe drop in a tiny reverse slice. Keep it subtle. Old school jungle gets its power from evolution through edits, not massive changes every bar. One really useful rule is this. If you can loop the section for 8 bars and the second pass still feels interesting, you've got a phrase, not just a loop. If it starts fading in impact, that's your signal to add one small variation. Not 10. 1. A smart beginner move is to keep both a clean version and a dirtier version of the same idea. The clean one is for checking timing and low-end balance. The dirty one is for vibe. That way, you can compare whether the groove is actually working or whether the texture is just making it seem good. That's a big one. Sometimes a loop sounds exciting only because it's noisy, not because it's strong. Here are a couple of things I really want you to listen for as you build this. First, does the snare still read clearly even after processing and chopping? If the snare loses its place, the whole jungle feel weakens. Second, does the 808 feel like weight, not mud? If it sounds huge solo but disappears or blurs in context, its energy is probably sitting in the wrong band or lingering too long. If you want this to feel even more old school, think in terms of call and response. Let the break speak in the first half of the bar, then let the 808 answer in the gap. That's a classic jungle arrangement trick. It creates tension, movement, and clarity all at once. And if you need a bit more danger, try placing the 808 slightly earlier or later by just a few milliseconds. In jungle, tiny timing shifts can make a massive difference. A good pro tip is to keep the low end centered and disciplined. If you want space, create it in the break's texture or stereo character, not by widening the sub. Let the break be gritty and mid-forward. Let the 808 own the lower body. That contrast is powerful, and it keeps the mix from turning to fog. Another useful mindset is to ask yourself whether the phrase still works when the kick and sub are muted. If it does, the rhythm itself is strong. If it doesn't, no amount of processing is going to fix the arrangement. That's why hierarchy matters so much here. The snare leads, the ghost notes support, the 808 appears where it earns attention, and empty space is used on purpose. So here's the flow to remember. Choose a strong amen. Slice it into readable fragments. Shape a short 808 tail so it supports instead of masks. Place the 808 where it answers the break. Keep the processing focused. Then arrange the result into a 4-bar or 8-bar phrase, with one small variation in the second half. That's the core move. For your practice, build one 4-bar jungle phrase using only one amen and one 808. Use stock Ableton devices only. Make one clean version and one dirtier variation. Change the 808 placement in exactly one bar. Then run a simple kick and sub test pattern underneath, and check whether the whole thing still feels like a real DNB section. If it does, you've built something useful. Not just a loop, but a tool. And that's the real win here. Edit the MN for motion. Shape the 808 tail for controlled weight. Arrange both so they talk to each other. Keep the break readable, keep the low end disciplined, and make just enough variation to keep it alive. If you can do that, you're already thinking like a jungle producer. Now open Ableton Live 12, grab that MN and that 808, and build the phrase. Keep it tight, keep it dangerous, and trust the groove.